down by the riverside, down my burden, down by the riverside, to study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Gotta lay down my sword and shield. Down by the riverside.
Lay down,
down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my sword and shield. Down by the riverside to study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. 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 Pick up my golden harp down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna pick up my golden harp down by the riverside to study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. 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 Ain't gonna study war no more.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We are here today because we want to remember those that have left. And forgive my voice, I have asthma. Very raspy. We are here today to remember those that have passed away. And Mike, would you give the first one?
From our chapter, Brother Raphael Morgan, matter of fact, Miss Gussie Morgan's husband, he passed on us. And God bless his soul, and God will actually rest his soul.
Michael.
Okay,
I'm finished.
They didn't hear you. Anyone else? Has anyone that has passed? You got a mic.
Is a mic near you?
Yes. Frances Menino. She died last Saturday. Actually, it's either Saturday night or Sunday morning. I don't know which. Yeah. But the previous Tuesday, I got had a nice little conversation with her. I went to visit her. She seemed very happy, but she knew she was going to go. And so we had talked about some stuff, and I happened to have my flute with me, so I pulled it out and played it for her. She appreciated that very much, and she knew that she was going to be going. And the Lord took her whenever she took her. The Lord. Yeah. And I have known Francis since I was 14 years old, and I'm 67 now, so that's quite a long time. She was one of my first Braille teachers from Braille Institute when I got out of the hospital from two eye surgeries. So, and I've known her since then, and she used to call me on my birthday a lot. So, anyhow, that's all I can say about that right now.
And, we all know I've lost my companion.
Definitely.
Yes.
And lost her. And a lot of the San Gabriel people know her because they were her clients. And we lost Louis Preston, one of the members of our committee.
We miss him.
We miss Louis very dearly, and I've known Louis since 1968. He was a member of Long Beach Chapter, and we miss him, and we extend our compassion to his entire family and most assuredly to our CCB family.
Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody give Catherine a mic, please.
She was counselor of the Bay Area. She was secretary of CCB at one time.
She was a very nice lady, and she helped a lot of people, and she's well remembered in the Bay Area. At the Bayview chapter, there were some people there that she had helped, and they remembered. And I knew Frances real well too. Frances and I had a lot in common. We had both been widowed since 1976 and elected not to remarry again. She had her birthday the day before mine on May 1st of this year. Frances would have been 89. Now, I'm not quite twins with her yet. I'm working on it. But she I talked to her there, too, and I said, I asked if she was comfortable, and I'm happy to tell you all that they kept her so that she was not in pain, but she was alert, and I'd never seen anybody with such courage. She talked to you and she was upbeat. You didn't feel bad talking to her. You were glad you did. She knew where she was going. She was ready to go there. And that's a blessing when she had that. And while I have the mic, I want to remember Dominic Martinelli to all of you. I promised I would. Dominic is doing fairly well. And I want to ask for your prayers for the Skyvers family. Daryl's getting ready to have some surgery on his knee. Eric on his back. We won't even talk about their mother. But I've been telling him I'm going to buy a lotto ticket so I can buy a little hospital for all of our friends and family to go in.
And while we're talking about members that have had surgery, my mother-in-law, Carmel Rutherford, she's 83, and she had spinal surgery, 16 stitches in her back and 12 staples. And let's continue our prayers for her. And we deeply appreciate your thoughtfulness for her.
And before I give up the mic, I want to tell you all sound real good singing without the piano.
Praise God. Yes, God.
Here, the mic. And you're all being streamed on ACB Radio right now.
You've got to be kidding.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Right. My name is Jeff. My name is Jacqueline Jackson from the San Diego Braille Club, and I would like to ask your prayers for a young member of our organization. He's 30, and his name is Marcus Jordan. He's come to the convention a couple of times. Each time he's participated with our ecumenical services. Well, Marcus lost his vision 3 years ago to a brain tumor. And so his mother told me at church Sunday that the tumor's back, and he's starting chemo. Marcus was elected to be the vice president of the student group in the in Fresno, I believe it was. Yeah. And he had to give up the position because he had a seizure. Mm. And from that seizure, that's when they found out that the tumor's back and it's malignant. So please pray for Marcus Jordan.
All right. Yes. We'll have prayer by Dr. Jones.
How for the which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is.
If you know it, join in.
In heaven, give us this day,
give us this day,
our daily bread,
our daily bread,
and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is a kingdom and a power and a glory forever. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. At this time, we're going to have, that was very touching. At this time, we're going to have scripture by Michael Williams, Michael Richardson. I got two mics.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that ye, the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. I just read from you the entire 100 number of Psalms.
Thank you, Michael.
Just a closer walk with thee granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Thou, I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Let me hide myself in thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Thank you, Harvey.
You'll have to excuse me. I've got
all right.
A code.
That's okay. All right.
The next one would be Amazing Grace. The first
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Praise God.
now we want to have a song from somebody in the audience. And our flutist, would you play us a song, please? Come up near Mike. Has a
thank
song.
You, Keith.
We got somebody got a hand up.
Good shot.
Remember, don't hold your hands up because I and we don't see your hands.
This is Lena Bandy. The song I'm going to sing is probably one a lot of people know called In the Garden.
All right.
Come to the garden.
I come to the garden, oh Lord,
oh, yes.
While the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God.
If anybody knows the chorus, join in.
As he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share
she's now a member of the devotional committee.
All right.
Anybody else has a song?
Yes, we have a solo. Jeff Sims. Jeffrey Sims.
Okay, I'm going to sing Stan. What do you do when you've done all you can and seem like it's never enough? And what do you say when your friends are away and you're alone, all alone? Tell me, what do you do when you've given your all and it seems you can't make it through? Well, you just stand. When there is nothing left to do, you stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle the guilt of the past. Tell me, how do you deal with the pain? And how can you smile when your heart has been broken and filled with pain? Filled with pain. Tell me, what do you do when you've given your all and it seems you can't make it through? Well, you just stand when there is nothing left to do. You stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can. After you've done all you can. After you've done all you can. You just stand. We're going to have everyone to hold hands with someone that's next to you. And we're going to sing the song, Reach Out and Touch Someone.
Everybody hold hands. It is good sometimes to give a hug, give a touch. We care for each other and we leave so quickly. And you don't get a chance to say goodbye. But it's a good thing to say, I love you, I care, I understand.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Somebody's hands, make this world a better place if you can.
We can change things. Michael, we can change things.
We can change things.
If we start giving.
If we start giving.
Why don't you?
Why don't you?
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can.
Bobby, you got about 2 minutes. You don't say anything. Did you want to say anything?
Well, just may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he allow his countenance to shine down among you. And may he grant us the blessings of his heart to our hearts in all our deliberations that we have had for the past 3-4 days.
And what I want all of us to remember, irregardless of what neighborhood we come from and what culture we're part of, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his
Michael,
hands.
Take it.
He's got you and me, brother.
In his hands, he's got you and me, brother.
In his hands,
he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the little bitty baby.
In his hands, he's got the little bitty baby. In his hands, he's got the little bit of baby.
in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got you and me, sister. In his hand, he got you and me, sister. In his hand, he got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got the whole world in
CCP
his
now.
Hands. He's got CCP. In his hands, he's got CCP. In his hands, he's got CCP. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Thank you for your participation.